On, please. Item number 179.
Accept bid of 2KG Contractors, Inc. for the Grant Pool Mechanical Renovation Rebid Project for $1,744,000.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Good afternoon, Mayor, Council Members. I'm Barb Gibson, Procurement Manager for Procurement Services. Today, you have before you the Chief Procurement Officer's report to Council regarding the contract award to 2KG Contractors Incorporated for the Grant Pool Mechanical Renovation on behalf of the Bureau of Parks and Recreation. The construction contract cost, based on the bids received, is $1,744,100. The engineer's project construction estimate was $1,005,000. On December 28, 2015, the city issued invitation to bid 0195 for the previously noted project, and on January 28, 2016, two bids were received. 2KG Contractors, Inc. was deemed responsive to the bid requirements of the solicitation and identified 7.25, or $91,750, of the subcontracting dollars going to minority, women-owned, and emerging small businesses. Marianne Casson from the Parks and Recreation is here to answer any technical questions about the project that you might have. If not, I will turn it back to Council for any questions regarding the solicitation process.
Okay. Questions for Marianne? Okay, apparently not. Thank you both very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, is there a motion to adopt the report?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
So thanks to Marianne Casson, who's given me a detailed briefing. This renovation work will be upgrades to the mechanical system, installation of new equipment, pool gutters, lifts and drains, boiler improvements, and Americans with Disability Act compliance update. As was mentioned, we did receive two bids and one was rejected. It's disappointing to see that the minority women's emerging small business utilization for this project is only 7.2%. I know that both parks and procurement staff worked hard. The overall rate for the parks bond program is 36%, and I know you'll remember, colleagues, that last week we were here with the Ventura Park project, which is 78% minority women emerging small businesses. We are continuing to work with the National Association of Minority Contractors to do more outreach. This project is particularly critical. It was one that I visited and was highlighted in the bond measure campaign. It's already a little behind schedule because of the bidding process. We are hoping to be open for summer, the start of the summer swim season. We're not completely sure. It's also a little disappointing that it's over the engineer's bid for the project. And times are changing. Although the engineer's estimate is only 6 months old, the bidding climate has definitely changed significantly, as we're seeing in other projects. So I'm going to be working with the bond staff and with Portland Parks and Recreation to see whether we can do any value engineering. You know, it's a basic, the fix itself is very basic, so there's really not much that one can do to change it. We weren't planning on putting gold taps or anything on the project in the first place, so it's not like we can cut down on it. We will be looking to see if there are any components of it that are eligible for system development charge assistance, and then we will be working with the project oversight committee to see the bond project oversight committee to see what else we can do to make sure that the taxpayers are getting full value for the money that they invested. And again, thank you to everybody who voted for the Fix Our Parks bond. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay.